Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Baumgarten. Hargrove moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Diaz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horta. Essien reaches second base with a double. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields the ball and throws to Waits covering. Safe. Essien moves to third. Koontz moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien scores. Koontz scores. Almon moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is called out on strikes. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Charbonneau moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards the mound. Baumgarten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koontz for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charbonneau strikes out. Two outs. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koontz moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lozinski is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Essien picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Essien. Diaz goes all the way around to score. Manning moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to home to get Manning. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Essien and he is out, Almon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Koontz hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Littleton now playing left field. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.